The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Dove Love, who is a psychic healer and teacher who also has the website DoveLove.Earth, and will be telling us more about his offerings when it comes to energy healing, reflexology, Reiki, and much more. And Dove, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's great to have you today. And before we talk about some of your private sessions, readings, workshops, all the stuff that you do for personal transformation and healing, would love to hear more about yourself and your background.
Well, I guess in short, I could just say that this has been a life's journey, being adept and pretty aware of having some extra abilities, I guess, if you want to say, at a pretty young age. You know, my life's journey has really been devoted to what I do presently. So it's a storied journey with a lot of ups and downs and personal healing and fun learning and all kinds of stuff that I just bring to the present.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about, I guess, when you were younger, you discovered you had some special abilities, right? Is that what I'm picking up here?
Yeah, just being young and kind of, you know, being psychic, being ultra sensitive is what I call it. And noticing that I was able to get information and I was noticing things that didn't seem like anyone else was really noticing or talking about or maybe paying attention to. So just from a very young age, feeling the difference, feeling kind of othered. And that kind of puts you on a path of, I mean, it can kind of do one of two things. You can kind of maybe shut that down and suppress it. I was fortunate to go the other direction, which was kind of lean into it more and explore it and discover it. And so, yeah, just from a young age, kind of participating and investigating and seeking out some guidance here and there where I could, with other people or books or different things, just to get that understanding and then take that understanding of myself and then kind of fully realize it into, well, how do I share that with others? Like, how do I purpose that in my life at large? How do I purpose that in the world? Because not everybody does and not everybody needs to, but I definitely felt a calling to help people from a very young age. I was naturally kind of counseling people and reading energy and feeling people's bodies and different things that were going on, and people would just gravitate towards me for advice. So yeah, just kind of having that whole experience was a big part of shaping my kind of trajectory of like, oh, what am I going to do in my life? And how do you feel a sense of purpose? Where does that come from? What is that about? And for me, it was about, oh, I have something a little different than what is going on maybe for most people. So, and it seems to be something that people want. They want to tap into, they want to experience, they want help with. So if I'm naturally gifted in this area, then why not turn it into a real service? Why not find a way to really show up for people and hold a space and an energy in the world and on the planet that contributes in a positive way? I guess that's really the underlying message of it all, is from a really young age, I knew that I wanted to be aligned to love, peace, partnership, patience, forgiveness, and all these things, and really work on my own self-awareness of that and realization of that and development of that and mastery of that, and then help other people also learn and develop and grow and
that's
really
awesome.
Tap into their own creative potential. Sums like things up enough? Or
no, that's great. I love the fact that you leaned into it and you embraced it, and clearly you've parlayed that into a way of making a livelihood with your offerings. And if you don't mind, tell us some more about some of the stuff that you do offer for people.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said before, a lot of it was just honoring and kind of further developing inherent kind of gifts and abilities, but then also kind of paralleling interests within the worlds of health and self-improvement and various things. So I've kind of studied various complementary modalities and body work and soul work and process work and different things, and kind of merged my own inherent gifts and abilities with some very practical and schooled and learned techniques and systems of healing and helping people. So what I've come to, you know, synthesize that over the years, or kind of focus that down to, is three kind of primary or predominant kind of areas. One would be what I kind of call multidimensional healing. So it's working with people across all dimensions of their being. So looking at the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, the psychic, and beyond, and bringing all of my abilities, all my tools, gifts, all my offerings to that person to help them with their own growth, self-improvement, intuitive development, personal evolution, personal realization and actualization through kind of a myriad of different modalities that can sometimes just look like sitting and talking with someone and helping them kind of problem solve. Or since I can sense and feel and read energy, a lot of times I'm not giving people answers, which is what I think a lot of times people think about psychics, but rather I use my abilities to help people fully realize their own truth and really support that and help them honor that and really find a way to embrace, embody, and express it. So, you know, emotional freedom techniques, working with, you know, breaking belief systems or behaviors that don't really serve your highest good or aren't kind of getting in your way of achieving goals or just feeling happiness maybe or contentment in life. We're working with trauma, working with, you know, family dynamics, interpersonal dynamics, relationships. It goes across the full spectrum. So those sessions can look different, really case by case. And I do incorporate also, you know, energy medicine and reflexology and aromatherapy and crystal healing and guided practices, guided meditations, readings, all into that kind of service. It's not a cookie cutter. Right. It's not uniform in like a protocol of a session. Whereas if I'm just doing energy medicine or reflexology just by itself, that's a little bit more straightforward. You know, we're kind of focusing on something in particular, targeting something, whether it's just a physiological condition or maybe emotions or energy that might need to be released, working on the energy systems, the chakras, working with sound. I kind of just dance around. I have a lot of tricks in my toolbox, a lot of tools, I guess. So being able to read the person, listen to them, hold space for them, and then use my own intuition, my own abilities to tap in and channel, kind of tap into a source or maybe the collective consciousness or whatever it is. There's lots of different ways to kind of look at that. And that can all just be kind of a personal, also reflection of a personal belief system. But regardless, just tapping into a bigger energy, holding space for that person and allowing for guidance to come through specific for that person and just kind of following that guidance. So there's a lot of different things that can be incorporated then in helping a person through whatever they're experiencing that day or over a longer period of time, as I work with people sometimes over years.
That's great.
Lots of recurring sessions and working through bigger kind of life changes, you know?
Yeah. Well, the big thing I'm really picking up on here is obviously it's about, you know, healing and self-actualization, kind of being more connected at one with who you are, with the universe, the world around you. And it seems like we're at a pretty tumultuous time in humanity right now with pandemics and just bad politics going on. And every time you go on Facebook, it seems like people are fighting about some political issue, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And from your perspective, do you believe, and I believe this is the case too, that these types of services and this type of approach could benefit humanity at large, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's becoming ever more needed. And I think it's a little bit more accepted too, maybe these days, and more people are finding themselves interested and wanting to explore some alternative or maybe some quote, like more spiritual approaches to wellness, to personal awareness and how you create and cultivate a life for yourself. And what does that mean? And how do you show up in a community and all these different things? And at the root of all of that, in my opinion, and what I think people are really gravitating to, any kind of like maybe new age, if you will, or just spiritual kind of wellness or different things, is really just intuition, intuitive development. It's time for people to get out of their heads and get in their heart more and really tap into their own personal truth, tap into empathy and compassion, and really start to see that we're not separate, we're not alone. And while we can have individual experiences, we really are a community on this planet. We are a shared consciousness, and how we treat ourselves will be a great reflection on how we treat others. And so that's where it really starts. So I see a lot of people who are just kind of waking up and getting into that initial process of kind of real ownership, accountability, and kind of embracing the maybe a new understanding that they have more power in their lives to recreate themselves, to change whatever their circumstances or dynamics are, to kind of clean up toxic behavior, toxic relationships in their life, start to work more with intention that comes from a more pure and connected and authentic place within themselves. And so, you know, that's a lot of what I help people do is just do a little bit of deprogramming and reprogramming, do a little bit of reconfiguration, helping giving people tools also to deal with, like you said, kind of as there seems to be more stress, maybe we'll just say, to simplify in the world, how do we deal with that? How do we manage that? So helping people learn how to create some rituals, some practices, how to develop really good self-care for themselves, how to deal with what I call the accumulation, which is the energy and emotion and thoughts that we experience daily that a lot of times people aren't really processing, integrating, and releasing. They're not doing maybe a full real-time emotional process or whatever that is. So helping people really learn how to deal with accumulation. So guided practices, techniques, teaching people how to really cleanse themselves, how to clear themselves, how to ground themselves, how to find a way to feel aligned, feel centered, feel connected to their truth, and also then able to not just embody it, but express it, to share it, to communicate it, to make it visible in the world. And I think if more people did that, there would be an overwhelming rippling effect of kindness and compassion and care, which is what the world needs more than anything at this point.
Yeah, I totally agree. We certainly need much
people,
more
people and environment, you know?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And that's actually a good segue into my next question. So your website is dovelove.earth, and I heard you mention community, planet, connectedness. Well, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'd love to hear why you chose to use a .earth domain name.
Yeah, you know, as I was searching domain names, you know, you have all these options. Obviously, there's .com, there's .org, .net, et cetera, et cetera. And I hadn't really seen, I had known about country like .uk or .us right. or, you know, various things. And I thought, okay, well, that's because my name wasn't available to just have my name. And I'm not necessarily a .com. I guess that would work, but that does seem a little bit more like commerce driven or something. I'm not sure, but I came across that. Well, actually I saw world first, then that's what triggered it. I was like, oh, now that makes more sense because I didn't want to feel like I was limited to just the United States by picking like .us or something like that. Although I live in the United States, I really want to be open and available to work with people anywhere on the planet that I can work with. So, and I do remote work. So I actually do work with people in other countries sometimes and other places in the United States, even and things. So I just felt that with my particular message, my personal belief systems and my big heart for the planet, for the environment, for the human race, I just thought, oh, that actually speaks and reflects and resonates me best. And it didn't feel like, it also didn't feel limiting then on like kind of where I was maybe in maybe a kind of a marketing sense, like where I was trying to promote myself or put myself out there. I just thought, oh, perfect. Dovelove.earth. That's it. Cause I'm really here for the planet. I'm really here for everybody, whoever wants to participate in some personal growth and some, you know, maybe recalibration to positivity and love, then that's it. And
awesome.
And that was really the inspiration for it. I just saw that. I thought, oh, that really speaks to me. That makes sense. And I had already had the question of like, wow, what am I going to do? Because, you know, .us doesn't really feel right. This doesn't feel right. And then it just came along. And I actually get a lot of people don't know that it's a domain. Is that what you call it? I'm not the most technically savvy person. But
yeah, exactly.
So a lot of times when people get my web address and stuff, they go, oh, that's cool. So I also think it's just a fun little thing. It's like a way to kind of inspire people and start even just with that, even just giving someone my email address, there's already a little bit of a shift that they can experience in maybe their awareness or their consciousness and kind of opening up to a less narrowed kind of view or perspective. It's like, oh, and so I get a lot of compliments on that. Oh, that's really cool. I've never seen that. I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know that was available.
Nice.
So yeah, I guess that sums it up.
That's great. Yeah, I'd love to hear that feedback. I never really thought about how just seeing from your email how there could be a shift in consciousness, how that could change. Perhaps it's a client or a prospective client that you're communicating with over email just by seeing .earth can help kind of change their perceptions of things or about you and what you're offering there, or they can get a better sense of who you are. That's
absolutely
really cool. Yeah, that's really awesome. Awesome. And you know, Dove, it's been a pleasure speaking with you and really, really love everything that you offer and agree. I think the world needs this on a massive scale and, you know, wanted to pivot over and talk about the future for you. What does the future hold? Continue doing what you're doing? Are you looking to expand? I know it's hard because you're a solo practitioner, I imagine, but, you know, can you hire more doves to expand Dove Love? You know, just curious to hear. Yeah.
I don't think it's hard to like teach someone how to be you.
You're right.
But I do mentor people and I do have students and I do encourage people to, you know, pursue their personal healing. And if they can turn it around and be inspirations for other people, that's great. But not really in the sense of hiring anyone else. Like you said, I am kind of a one person situation, but I am working on kind of getting my reach a little farther, especially with COVID and pandemic things in the world. I haven't been doing any hands-on work or in-person work with people. It's all just been remote video and so forth. And so it's given me an opportunity to really focus on a project that's been going, but really was ready to get a little more emphasis and motivation around it. And that is writing my book. So I'm working on a book. I'm working on a few classes and some content to put up online that can just be available for people. So those kind of things, kind of retool my website a little bit, just creating some like educational opportunities and writing my book, which is hopefully going to be a tool to kind of get myself out there a little bit more, but also just reach more people and just share my personal message, which isn't a unique one. I think it's a universal message, but you know, I think the more people that can share that message and share their own personal perspective on it is great. So I'm going to throw my contribution into the world with the little book of some kind of practical exercises and some guidance. I don't have a working title or anything yet, but that's what the future holds. And actually, awesome. Besides that, I'm a visual artist too. So I'm really this time kind of away from my practice working with people so much has given me opportunity to kind of dip back into the art world. So that's the other thing that's coming soon. I think I'll create a space in my website for visual art and kind of add that into the mix.
Nice. That's awesome.
Kind of been dormant for a little bit. So that's about it.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you know, Dove, we really appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
No, I mean, it was great. Great chat. Thanks for the opportunity. If anyone is looking for guidance or wants to know more about my services, check me out at dovelove.earth. And that's it. I guess my message would be for everyone to choose love. When you start with love, you've already arrived where you want to be. So your power is in choosing. Yeah.
Yes. I love it. Choose love. That's a great way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Dove Love, who is a psychic healer and teacher. He has the website dovelove.earth. And as you heard, we dove pretty deeply into what his offerings are in terms of energy healing, reflexology, Reiki, and much, much, much more. And Dove, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.